All right, we have the privilege and honor of having a guest speaker this week from Argentina, and Carlos Guerra is going to be translating for him. His name is
Rolando.
You'll introduce him. Okay. But hello. Everybody.
Am I on? Follow me. This is Pastor Rolando Sanchez from Argentina.
Hola.
Hello.
Hola la.
Hola la.
Hola la en Argentina es el lenguaje de los jóvenes.
Hola la in Argentina is the language of the youth.
Cuando saludan a alguien dice hola la.
When they greet somebody they say hola la.
Pero es un lenguaje de los jóvenes.
But it's for the youth.
Así que muy buenas noches, que
so, good evening.
Dios les bendiga.
God bless you.
Estoy muy motivado, contento de estar aquí en esta
I am
noche.
Very motivated, happy to be here this evening.
Soy argentino de Argentina.
I am Argentinian from Argentina.
¿De dónde voy a ser?
Where else can I be from?
Estamos trabajando con mi esposa.
I'm working with my wife.
Tenemos una iglesia joven en Argentina.
We have a young church in Argentina.
El 70% de nuestra iglesia son jóvenes.
70% of our church is youth.
Y hace unos meses atrás nos decidimos a crecer en los jóvenes.
And just a few months ago, we decided to grow the youth, to multiply and do more.
Entonces nos fijamos una meta.
So we had a goal.
De que cada joven pudiera traer a otro joven cada 20 días.
So we had a goal that every youth can bring another youth every 20 days.
O cada mes.
Or every month.
Y apenas estamos con ese trabajo hace 3 meses.
We've only been doing that work for about 3 months.
Y éramos unos 200 jóvenes.
We were about 200 youth.
Y ahora estamos llegando más de 350, 380 jóvenes.
We're about 350, 380 youth.
Simplemente porque nos pusimos una meta.
Just because we had a goal.
De invitar a un amigo.
To invite a friend.
De invitar a un compañero de la facultad.
Or invite a companion to our meetings.
Simplemente una invitación.
Just simply an invitation.
Y entonces nos hemos multiplicado.
So we have multiplied that way.
Y damos gracias a Dios.
And we give thanks to God.
Hoy nuestra iglesia tiene unos 380 jóvenes.
So our youth have 380 youth.
Y damos gracias a Dios por eso.
And we give thanks to God for that.
Porque creemos,
because we believe
que Dios está levantando jóvenes,
that God is raising up youth
con una actitud diferente,
with a different attitude today,
con un pensamiento diferente,
with a different thought,
con una unción nueva,
with a new anointing
cada día,
every day.
Porque estamos creyendo,
because we're believing
las generaciones,
the generations
cambian cada 30 años,
they change every 30 years.
No es como a veces nosotros pensamos que alguien tiene que morir de viejo.
Sometimes we think somebody needs to die, an old person,
para que comience una nueva generación,
so that a new generation can begin.
Nosotros somos la generación actual de jóvenes.
We're the actual generation of youth.
Somos una generación de jóvenes actual.
We're just a youth, a generation of youth in thoughts.
Y listos para afectar la generación que viene.
And we're ready to affect the generation that's coming.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Entonces, Dios viene levantando jóvenes.
So God is raising up youth
con una unción diferente,
with a different anointing,
en un tiempo diferente,
in a different times.
Lo bueno es que este es nuestro tiempo.
The good thing that this is our time.
Es nuestro tiempo, es nuestra hora.
This is our time. This is our hour.
Es nuestro compromiso.
It's our promise.
Es la unción de Dios sobre nuestras vidas.
It's God's anointing over our lives.
Es el tiempo donde Dios está comunicando con nosotros.
It's the time when God is communicating with us.
En nuestro lenguaje de una manera especial.
In our language in a very special way.
Pero Dios viene levantando una generación.
But God is raising up a generation.
Una generación modelo.
A model generation.
Que pueda modelar en este mundo.
That who can model in this world.
Perdido en un montón de cosas.
Perdido
en un montón de cosas.
Forgotten with a bunch of things.
Drogadicción, sexo libre, y un montón de cosas que destruyen al joven actual.
Even all kinds of things that destroy the youth, like sexualities and other things.
Dios levanta una generación de jóvenes.
God is raising up a generation of youth.
Ungidos.
Anointed.
Capaces.
Capacitated.
Valiente.
Equipped. Valiant.
¿Hay alguien aquí?
Is there somebody like that here?
¿Hay alguien aquí?
Is there someone like that here?
Dile al que está al lado tuyo.
Tell the person next to you.
Tú eres ese hombre.
You are that person.
Las mujeres van a decir, yo soy esa mujer.
The women are going to say, I am that woman.
I am that woman.
Los hombres van a decir, yo soy ese hombre.
And the men are going to say, I am that man.
Yes. Los hombres gritan más fuerte que las mujeres.
The men scream louder than the women.
Aunque algunos hombres dijeron, amén.
Even though some men say amen, some guys say amen.
Daniel capítulo 1.
Daniel chapter 1.
Tienen Biblias.
Do you have Bibles?
Tienen sus Biblias electrónicas.
You have electronic Bibles.
Sus Biblias en sus celulares.
Or in your cell phone.
O you su have Biblia de papel.
Or on paper.
O si tienes la Biblia en el disco rígido.
Unless you have it in your brain.
Sé que en algún lugar tienes tu Biblia.
I know someplace you have a Bible.
Y si no, anótate en esta noche.
If not, take notes.
Lo que Dios quiere decir.
What God wants to tell you.
Dios quiere marcarte en esta noche.
God wants to mark you this night.
Con una palabra.
With a word.
Es importante en esta noche para ti.
It's very important for you this evening.
Tu vida.
Your life.
Tu futuro.
Your future.
Dependerá.
Depends on this.
A partir de esta noche.
From tonight on,
de lo que escuches,
what you hear today,
de lo que creas,
what you believe,
y de lo que hagas,
and what you do,
es importante eso.
It's very important that,
de lo que escuches,
that what you hear,
de lo que creas,
that what you believe,
de lo que hagas,
and what you do
dependerá tu futuro,
will mark your future
en todas las áreas de tu vida,
in all areas of your life,
en todas las áreas,
in all areas,
en lo físico,
in physical,
en lo espiritual,
and in spiritual,
en lo ministerial,
in ministry,
o en lo social,
or in social,
o lo que estés emprendiendo,
or what you learn.
Amen.
Amen.
Quiero hablarles esta noche.
I want to speak to you this evening.
De las características.
Of the characteristics.
Que tiene la generación.
Of a generation.
Que Dios está levantando en este.
That God is raising up in these days.
En Argentina nosotros le llamamos.
In Argentina we give it a name.
Generación Daniel.
Generation Daniel's generation.
Generación Daniel.
Daniel's generation.
Porque encontramos.
Because we find.
Que Dios en estos tiempos.
That God in these days.
Está nuevamente motivando.
God is motivating us.
Está nuevamente a través de su fuego.
He's bringing his fire.
A través de su unción.
He's bringing his anointing.
De su presencia.
And his presence.
Activando.
Activating.
A la generación Daniel.
Daniel's generation.
La generación Daniel.
The Daniel generation. Daniel's generation is the generation.
Que va a ver,
that is going to see.
Escuche,
that is going to hear.
Esto puede ser profético.
Listen, because this is prophetic for you.
Va a ver.
You're going to see.
Lo que nadie ha visto todavía.
What no one has seen before.
Vas a recibir.
You're going to receive.
Lo que nadie ha recibido todavía.
What no one has received before. You're going to go.
Donde todavía no se ha ido.
Where others haven't gone.
Y va a tener.
And you're going to receive.
Lo que todavía no ha tenido.
What you have not received.
Escuche.
Listen.
Porque eso es lo que Dios tiene preparado.
Because that is what God has prepared
para
for you.
La generación.
For the generation.
Que él está levantando.
That he is raising up in these days.
Una generación modelo.
A model generation.
Los jóvenes de este mundo.
The youth in this world.
Buscan modelo.
They look for a model.
Muchos de sus peinados.
Many of the hairdos.
Son un modelo.
They come from a model.
De su forma de vestir.
Or their matter of getting dressed.
O de cosas que incorporan en su cuerpo.
Or things they put on their bodies.
Habla de que están mirando a alguien.
It shows that they're looking at someone.
Los jóvenes de este mundo.
The youth in this world.
Necesitan modelo a imitar.
They need a model to imitate.
Necesitan modelos exteriores.
They need nice models.
Y modelos interiores.
Exterior models and interior
models.
You know, exterior and interior. To imitate.
Daniel fue un joven
was a youth
de su época,
of his day.
Que supo marcar una diferencia.
He knew how to mark a difference.
En un tiempo y en un mundo totalmente desviado.
In a time, in a season that was very lost, evil.
Desviado a la idolatría.
They were given to idolatry.
Y a los placeres de ese mundo.
And to the pleasures of themselves.
Y encontré la palabra.
And I found in the word.
Que esta generación tiene 10 características.
That this model generation has 10 characteristics.
¿Lo quieres?
Did you want to hear it?
Yeah. No, de verdad, ¿lo quieres?
For sure, do you want it?
Yeah. Porque en esta noche.
Because in this evening.
El Señor te va a dar una unción.
God is going to give you an anointing.
Y una autoridad.
And an authority.
Para que te muevas en esas 10 características.
So that you can move in these 10 characteristics.
Dios quiere darle a los jóvenes de este tiempo.
God wants to give the youth in these days.
De esta ciudad.
Of this city.
En esta noche.
This evening.
¿Lo quieres?
Do you want it?
Yeah. No, de verdad, ¿lo quieres?
Truly, do you want it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dile al que está al lado tuyo, yo lo voy a recibir.
Tell the person next to you, I am going to receive it.
Dice que el rey Nabucodonosor en el capítulo 1 de Daniel.
It says about Rey Nebuchadnezzar in chapter 1.
Empieza a buscar esta clase de jóvenes.
He began to look for a certain type of youth.
El verso 4.
In verse 4.
Muchachos en quien no hubiera tacha.
Young men that had no defect.
Todo el verso
4. Yeah, young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians.
Miren estas características.
Look at these characteristics
que se buscaba en ese tiempo.
That they were searching for in those days.
Busquen.
They looked, they searched
¿y dónde
for.
Lo buscaron?
And where did they find them?
En el pueblo de Israel.
In the people of Israel.
No lo buscaron en el mundo, en la gente del mundo.
They didn't find them in the world.
Buscaron en el pueblo de Dios.
But they found it in God's people.
Buscaron a los jóvenes de Dios.
They found God's youth.
Porque en ese tiempo,
because in that day,
los jóvenes que Dios tenía,
the youth that God had,
tenían estas características.
Had these characteristics.
Vivían estas características.
They lived with these characteristics.
A los jóvenes del mundo,
they demonstrated to the youth of the world
que había jóvenes
that there was youth.
Capaces.
They were beyond.
De ser portadores de esas características.
That they were carriers of this characters. It was in these days.
Y lo va a ver.
And there will be.
En esta ciudad.
In this city.
En este tiempo.
In this time.
En el tiempo venidero.
And the time that's
lo
coming.
Va a ver.
There will be.
Somos.
We are.
Esos jóvenes.
Those youth.
Demos un aplauso al Señor.
Give applause to the Lord.
Si lo creemos.
We believe it.
Si lo creemos.
If we believe it.
Dile al que está al lado tuyo, tú eres ese joven.
Tell the person next to you, you are that youth.
Miren las características.
Look at the characteristics.
Daniel era uno de ellos.
Daniel was one of them.
Y hoy tú eres uno de ellos.
And today you are one of them.
Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Dice el verso 8.
Verse 8. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way.
Dice que Daniel era un joven como tú.
Daniel was a youth just like you.
Nada más que tú eres más lindo.
All, except you're prettier.
Son más lindos que los argentinos.
You're prettier than Argentinians.
¿Por qué? A lo que por ahí a lo que Dios le llama a lo que nosotros llamamos feo, Dios llama hermoso.
Those we call ugly, God calls beautiful.
Ahí estamos salvados todos.
So we're all saved.
Estamos salvados todos.
We're all saved.
Dice, miren esta característica.
So look at the characteristics.
Daniel propuso en su corazón.
Daniel purposed in his heart.
No contaminarse.
Not to contaminate himself.
No contaminarse.
Not to contaminate himself.
Con la comida del rey.
By the food of the king.
¿Quién es el rey de este mundo?
Who was the king of this world?
¿Quién dice la Biblia que es el príncipe de este mundo?
Who does the Bible says the prince of this world?
La Biblia dice que el diablo.
The Bible says it's the devil.
Es el príncipe de este mundo.
He's the prince of this world.
La Biblia dice.
The Bible says
el mundo entero
that the world
está bajo el maligno.
was maligned.
Pero nosotros somos de Dios.
But we are of God.
Nosotros somos de Dios.
We are of God.
El mundo estará bajo el maligno.
The devil, I mean, the world is under the evil one.
Pero nosotros somos jóvenes que somos propiedad de Dios.
But we are youth. We are property of God.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Yes.
See.
Pero Daniel tenía,
but Daniel.
Daniel tenía algo en claro.
But he has something inside.
Dice que él decidió,
he decided.
Propuso en su corazón,
he purposed in his heart.
Se determinó,
he determined
no contaminarse,
not to contaminate
con
himself
la comida del rey.
With the food of the king.
Yeah. Estos son los tiempos,
these are the times.
En que nosotros como jóvenes,
with us like youth.
Tenemos que tomar determinaciones.
We have to have determination.
Tenemos que decidir en nuestro corazón,
we have to decide in our hearts.
No contaminarnos,
not to contaminate ourselves.
Con la comida del rey.
With the food of the king.
Príncipe que
of the prince of this world.
Este es el tiempo.
This is the day.
Más que nunca.
More than ever.
Tenemos que ser determinados.
That we need to be determined.
Saber
we need to know.
Entre lo que es bueno,
be determined
lo
to know what's
malo.
Good and what's bad.
Lo que nos va a hacer bien,
to know what's going to be
mal.
Good or what's going to be bad for us.
Lo que le agrada a Dios,
something that will please God
y no le agrada a Dios.
or not please God. These are the days. The generation, Daniel's generation, is a generation that rises up and is determined with what God has given them. Look at these characteristics. These are characteristics that God has given you to Daniel's generation, the generation of these days. How many of you say amen? How many of you understand me? Verse 20. In every manner of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom.
Dice su palabra.
The word says.
La Biblia nos cuenta.
The Bible tells us.
Nos enseña.
He teaches us.
Nos revela.
Reveals to us.
Cómo fue esta generación.
How the generation was.
Dice que fue 10 veces mejor.
It said that it was 10 times better.
No una vez.
Not just one time.
No dos.
Not twice.
No tres.
Not three.
Sino 10 veces.
But 10 times.
Por eso esta generación.
That's why this generation.
Dios le está entregando.
God has given you.
10 características.
10 characteristics.
10 características.
10 characteristics.
¿La quieres?
Do you want them?
¿La quieres? Yeah. ¿La quiere?
Do you want them?
Yeah. 10 en mi país.
10 in my country.
Posiblemente también aquí.
Possibly here too.
El 10.
The 10.
O el número 10.
The number 10.
En la espalda.
X in the back.
Se utiliza
is utilized
para identificar
to identify
algo que está perfecto.
Something that's perfect.
Algo que está bien.
Something that's very good.
Las modelos de
the
hoy,
models
de hoy en día,
of today's age,
que modelan,
people that model, who model being the platform,
gana o es la princesa la que tiene 10 características.
Is the person who wins is the person that has 10 characteristics.
Los hombres,
male models
mujeres,
or female models,
características.
They have 10 characteristics.
Características
characteristics.
Exteriores.
Exteriors.
Exteriores.
Exteriors.
El hombre, la gente mira lo exterior.
People look at the exterior.
Pero Dios no califica tanto por lo exterior.
But God doesn't qualify by the exterior.
Dios califica por lo interior.
But God qualifies by the
las
interior.
Calificaciones de Dios
the God's qualifications.
Son interiores.
As interior.
No tanto exterior.
Not so much exterior.
¿Me escucha?
Are you hearing me?
Yeah. ¿Está bendecido?
Are you blessed?
Yeah. ¿Está recibiendo?
Are you receiving?
Yeah. Dice que Daniel,
said of Daniel.
Todo,
in all things.
En todo,
in all things.
Fue 10 veces mejor.
Was 10 times better.
Se determinó a ser 10 veces.
He determined to be 10 times.
Porque a veces podemos decir, bueno,
sometimes we can
con,
say, well,
con dos está bien.
Oh, just with two is okay.
Con cinco está bien.
Or with five is okay.
Con ocho está bien.
Maybe with eight is okay.
Pero Daniel era un joven.
But Daniel was a youth.
Hasta creo que era de Alaska.
Maybe he was from Alaska.
De la ciudad de...
Let's read that. City of Anchorage.
De la ciudad de Anchorage.
Yes, Anchorage.
Yes. Porque era un joven.
Because he was a young man.
Que no le apuntaba a nada.
That he wasn't concerned about nothing.
No apuntaba al piso.
He wasn't just pointing to the ground.
No apuntaba al piso.
He wasn't pointing to the floor.
Él estaba apuntando siempre.
He was always pointing.
Al 10.
To the number 10.
Al 10.
To the 10.
No le apuntaba al 4.
He wasn't aiming for 4.
Si tú le apuntas al 4.
If you point to the 4.
Esa será tu calificación.
That will be your qualification.
Si tú le apuntas a 6.
If you point to the 6.
Esa será tu calificación.
That will be your qualification.
En la sociedad.
In your society.
Y también delante de Dios.
And before God.
Si tú le apuntas.
If you aim.
Tú le apuntas.
Whatever you aim at.
A eso le darás.
That you will you hit.
Si no le apuntas a nada.
If you no le apuntas a qué?
A nada.
If you point at nothing,
a nada le pegarás.
And at nothing you'll hit.
Pero Daniel,
but Daniel
era un joven,
was a young man
que le apuntaba a la excelencia.
He was aiming at excellence.
La generación Daniel,
Daniel's generation
es una generación que Dios está levantando.
It's a generation that God is raising up.
Es una generación de excelencia.
It's a generation of excellence.
Es una generación de 10.
It's a generation of 10.
Que le apunta a cosas grandes.
That aims for great things.
Y que le va a dar a cosas grandes.
And they're going to hit great things.
¿Cuánto me entienden?
How many of you understand me?
Yeah.
¿Está bendecido?
Are you blessed?
Entonces, la segunda característica.
The second characteristics.
Es que tiene identidad.
They have identity.
Tiene identidad.
Has identity.
Tiene buenas amistades.
Have good friendships.
Si usted da vuelta la hoja.
If you turn a page, maybe.
Capítulo 3.
Chapter 3.
Verso 17. En el capítulo 3 la Biblia comienza
3:17, the Bible starts.
A darnos la historia de Daniel, de sus amigos, de los amigos de Daniel.
It begins to tell us the story of Daniel's friends.
Shadrach,
Meshach, and Abednego.
Tres jóvenes.
Three other young men.
La amistad que Daniel tenía.
Look at the friendship that Daniel had.
¿Con qué jóvenes se juntaba?
With what kind of youth did he connected to?
Sus amigos.
Look at the characteristics of his friends. His friends were just like him.
Se juntaba con buenos amigos.
He got close to great friends.
Que lo animaban.
They encouraged him.
Que lo alentaban.
They encouraged him and
que lo
helped him.
Hacia cosas buenas.
He helped them go to great things.
A que lo ayudaron a tener un buen comportamiento.
They helped him have great characteristics or
qué
lifestyle.
Buenas amistades tenía Daniel.
What a great friendship Daniel had. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Eran amigos de Daniel.
They were friends of Daniel.
Características de estos muchachos también.
They had great characteristics.
Las mismas características que Daniel.
They had the same characteristics as Daniel.
Ellos eran cuatro jóvenes.
They were just four young people.
Daniel,
Shadrach,
Meshach,
Meshach,
y Abednego.
Abednego.
Dios es un Dios de generaciones.
God is a God of generations.
Y Dios afectó una generación de jóvenes.
And God affected a generation of youth.
A través de estos cuatro jóvenes.
Through these four young men.
Ah, yo me imagino, Carlos.
And I could imagine, Carlos.
Me pongo contento.
I am happy.
Estoy feliz.
I'm very joyful.
Me voy feliz a mi país.
I'm going very happy to my
porque
country.
Imagínate lo que Dios pudo hacer con cuatro jóvenes.
Because imagine what God can do
afectó
with four people.
Toda la generación.
Affected an entire generation.
Ahora yo me imagino cuánto Dios va a afectar con todos estos jóvenes.
And I can imagine what God is going to affect with just with all of you, with all these people.
Yo creo que toda esta ciudad será afectada.
Maybe this whole city is going to be affected.
Yo creo que las naciones del mundo serán afectadas.
Maybe the nations of the world be affected.
Por esta generación que Dios está levantando.
Because of this generation that God is raising up today here.
¿Lo crees?
Do you believe it?
¿Lo crees?
Do you believe it?
Damos un aplauso al Señor.
Un aplauso to the Lord.
A él sea la gloria.
To him be the glory.
A él sea la gloria.
To him be the glory. Thank you, Lord.
Mira las características de estos jóvenes.
Look at the characteristics of these young people.
No se quisieron postrar ante la estatua que el rey había hecho.
They didn't want to bend the knee to the statue that was lifted up. The king had created a statue.
Otra vez el rey.
Again, the king.
Otra vez el príncipe.
Oh, again, the prince of the world.
Otra vez el príncipe de este mundo.
The prince of this world.
Hizo una estatua.
Made a statue.
Más o menos unos 7 metros de ancho.
About 7 meters, 7 yards. 30 yards high.
Todo el mundo se tenía que postrar.
All the world needed to bow down.
Pero aquí encuentro tres,
but I find
tres jóvenes.
But I find three young men.
Creo que eran de la ciudad de Anchorage.
Perhaps they were from the city of Anchorage.
Creo,
I believe it. I'm sure of it.
No, tremendo.
They're tremendous.
Porque dijeron al rey,
because they told the king,
no nos vamos a postrar.
We will not bow down.
Nosotros tenemos un Dios.
We have one God.
Nosotros amamos a un Dios.
We love one God.
Nosotros estamos dispuestos a dar nuestra vida por ese Dios.
And we're to give our lives for that one God.
Qué tremenda identidad tenían estos jóvenes.
What a tremendous identity these youth have.
Una de las grandes cosas que tiene esta generación.
One of the great things that the youth have of that generation that God is raising up is a generation that has identity.
Que la tiene claro.
That they have it clearly.
Saben quién confía.
They know who to trust.
Saben quién lo va a librar.
They know who gives them life.
Saben quién le va a proveer.
They know who will provide for them.
Saben quién lo va a llevar y lo va a traer.
They know who's going to take them and bring them back.
Esta generación.
This generation.
Es una generación.
It's a generation.
La máxima identidad.
Of a maximum identity.
Se va a mostrar a este mundo.
And it's going to be shown to the world.
Dios verdadero.
And they're going to show a real God.
¿Lo crees?
Do you believe it?
Un aplauso al Señor.
Applause to the Lord.
Sí, Señor.
Yes, Lord.
Sí, Señor.
Yes, Lord.
Sí, Señor.
Yes, Lord.
Y entonces ellos dijeron.
So they said.
Verso 17.
Verse 17.
El 16 dice Sadrach, Meshach, y Abednego. Léelo el 16 y 17.
16 and 17. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king.
Ellos dicen,
they said,
Quiero que sepa, oh rey,
I want you to know, King,
que no nos vamos a postrar,
that we will not bow down.
Que no vamos a hacer lo que quieres que hagas.
We're not going to do what you ask us to do.
Porque eso va en contra de nuestros principios.
Because it goes against our principles.
Así que estamos dispuestos a que se haga lo que tú quieras.
So we're willing for you to do whatever.
Pero no vas a conseguir eso de nosotros.
But you're not going to get us to do that.
Porque nuestra vida,
because our lives,
nuestro corazón,
our hearts,
nuestra alma,
our souls,
no te pertenece a ti.
Doesn't belong to you,
a nuestro Dios,
but belongs to our God,
a quien amamos y
the one whom we love and serve.
Que nos tire al pozo del fuego
you can throw us into the oven of that blazing furnace.
No vamos a cambiar.
We're not going to change.
Una identidad total.
A total identity.
Dispuesto a todo.
Willing to, for everything.
Determinado.
Determined.
Esa es la generación.
That was that generation.
Dios está levantando en estos tiempos.
That God is raising in these
Esa
days.
Es la generación.
This, that is the generation.
Dios está llamando en estos tiempos.
That God is calling in these
Esa es la
days.
Generación.
That is the generation.
Dios está ungiendo.
That God is anointing.
Con poder.
With power.
Con fuego.
With fire.
Con autoridad.
With authority.
En estos tiempos.
In these days.
Y el Señor te desafía.
And God will enable you, challenge you. God challenges you this night to belong to that generation. To belong to that generation.
Nuevamente,
newly,
Dios levanta,
God is raising up
a la generación Daniel en estos tiempos,
Daniel's generation in these days
con estas características.
With these characteristics.
Y tú dices,
and you say,
Pastor,
Pastor,
yo no la tengo.
I don't have it.
Usted me habla de 10 características.
You speak to me about 10 characteristics.
No se la voy a desarrollar a todas.
I'm not going to give them to you all.
Número uno,
I'm going to give you all, maybe.
Identidad.
One of them, number one, identity.
Número dos,
number two,
integridad.
Integrity.
Número tres,
number three,
sabiduría.
Wisdom.
Número cinco, cuatro,
number four,
santidad.
Holiness.
Número seis,
six,
disciplina.
Discipline.
Número siete,
seven.
Servicio.
Service.
Número ocho,
number eight.
Unidad. Trabaja por la unidad.
Unity. Working for unity.
Número nueve,
number nine.
Una generación de conquista.
A generation of conquerors.
Para conquistar para Dios.
Who's going to conquer for God.
Que todavía no se ha conquistado.
What has not been conquered already.
No puedo en esta noche.
I cannot in this evening.
Número diez. Temor a Dios.
Number ten. Fear of God.
No puedo en esta noche desarrollarte cada una.
I cannot develop or teach on all these of these characteristics.
Pero te las doy así.
So I'm just gonna give them to you whole.
Para que tú vayas pensando.
So you can be thinking about them.
Y agregándole todas las cosas que quieres.
And you can do these things that you want.
Pero estas son las 10 características.
But these are the 10 characteristics
que Dios le está entregando a los jóvenes.
That God is giving to youth.
Generación de excelencia que
les. A generation of excellence.
Este mundo. Los jóvenes de este mundo,
the youth in this world,
necesitan modelos.
Need models.
Y Dios está pensando en ti.
And God is thinking about you.
Dios está pensando en ti.
And God is thinking about you.
Dios está pensando en ti.
God is thinking about you.
Dios está pensando en ti.
He's thinking about you.
Me gustaría que pienses en Dios.
I want you to think about God.
Que Él te está llamando.
God is calling you.
Que Él te está desafiando.
He is challenging you.
No tienes que decir no tengo.
You don't have to say, I don't have.
Que no tienes.
Because what you don't have,
te lo va a dar.
He will give it to you.
No tienes que decir no sé.
You don't have to say, I don't know.
Porque Él te va a enseñar.
Because He's going to teach you.
No tienes que decir, no puedo.
You don't have to say, I can't.
Porque Él te va a dar la autoridad para que puedas.
But He's going to give you the authority so that you can.
Simplemente Dios necesita.
Simply God needs
una decisión en tu vida y en tu corazón.
A decision in your life and in your heart.
Simplemente Dios necesita que en esta noche.
Simply God needs tonight.
Tú le puedes decir.
That you can be able to ask God.
Señor, si estás buscando a estos jóvenes.
Yes, I am. God is looking for these youth.
Señor, si estás buscando a estos jóvenes.
God, if you're looking for these youth.
Aquí estoy yo.
Here I am.
Aquí estoy yo.
Here I am.
Si de algo te sirven estas manos.
That if these hands fit you. Or,
si de algo te sirven estas manos.
Si algo te sirve.
Si de algo te sirven estas manos.
If something fits these hands.
Aquí estoy yo.
To say this, here I am.
Si te sirven estos pies.
If these feet serve you,
aquí está.
Here I am. If these hands are good for you, here I am.
Estos jóvenes,
these youth
afectaron una generación.
Affected a generation.
Todo el mundo se postraba.
The whole world would bow down
delante de la estatua.
In front of the statue.
Han antes de que ellos cayeran,
before they fell into the oven of fire,
todo el mundo se postraba ante la estatua.
All the world will bow down before the statue.
La hora siguiente,
but the following hour,
todo el mundo se postró ante el Dios verdadero.
All the whole world bowed before the living God.
Jóvenes,
youth,
que cambiaron el edicto,
youth which changed an edict
que había that, sobre toda la sociedad.
That was over the whole society.
Dios está llamando.
And God is calling.
A jóvenes que cambien el edicto de Satanás sobre este mundo.
That God is calling youth that will change that verdict that Satan has placed over the world. God is calling. God is raising up a generation of youth that will change the verdict of the enemy of the youth in this world. God is calling you. God is challenging you. Can you this evening say, Lord, if you're looking for somebody, here I am. Can you tell the Lord that? Just simply, that's all you have to say. What you don't know, He will teach you. What you don't have, He's going to give you. That's why He's calling you. He is not calling you because of what you know. He's not calling you because of what you have. He's calling you to teach you, to give you. He's calling you to give you. Let's stand to our feet. Just close your eyes. Be thinking about what God is saying this evening. Close your eyes in the place where you're at now. God is calling this generation to give you these characteristics.
Porque este mundo necesita modelos.
Because this world needs models.
Los jóvenes de este mundo necesitan un modelo.
The youth of this world need a model.
Y Dios te está llamando a ti.
And God is calling you.
El Señor te desafía a ti.
God challenges you.
¿Puedo ver en mi espíritu? Ver en mi espíritu?
I can see in my spirit.
Jóvenes de este lugar.
Youth in this place.
Que en el futuro son enviados a las naciones del mundo.
That in the future they're sent to the world.
Jóvenes que en el futuro son enviados a las naciones del mundo.
That in the future they're sent to the world
para afectar
to affect
generaciones.
Generations.
Para afectar generaciones.
To affect generations.
Porque el Señor te llama no solo para afectar a un joven.
Because God is not calling you only to affect one youth.
Te llama para afectar una generación.
But He's calling you to affect
una
a generation.
Generación.
An entire generation.
Una
generation.
Una generación.
A generation.
Oh, sí, Señor.
Yes, Lord.
Siento su presencia en este lugar.
I sense your presence here, Lord.
¿Puedes cerrar tus ojos?
So close your eyes.
Conectar tu espíritu con su presencia, con
connect él. Your spirit to His presence now.
Oh, sí, Señor.
Yes, Lord.
Siento su presencia en este lugar.
I sense your presence
oh,
in this place.
La presencia de Dios.
I sense the presence
la
of God.
Que estuvo siempre sobre la vida de Daniel.
The presence that was over Daniel's life. The presence that was over Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I sense that glory. I sense a fresh anointing. There's a fire. There's a fire that God wants to give you. Confirming His word.
No eres una casualidad en este lugar.
You're not just a casualty.
No estás en esta noche aquí por casualidad.
You're not here by chance.
No estás aquí por casualidad.
You're not just here by some chance.
Sino que eres un joven con propósito.
But you're going to be a youth with purpose.
Hay un propósito de Dios con tu vida.
There's a purpose of God for your life.
Por eso estás aquí.
That's why you're here.
Porque no te ha traído un hombre ni una mujer.
It wasn't a man or woman that brought you.
Sino el Dios vivo,
but the living God.
Poderoso,
and powerful.
Es el que te está trayendo a él.
He's the one that's bringing you
que
to Him.
Trayendo a él.
He's bringing you to Him.
Con su mano de amor.
With His hand of love.
Su mano de poder.
His hand of power.
Y hay una unción especial.
And there's an anointing.
Por sentir que esa unción,
I sense the anointing.
Que estaba sobre estos jóvenes.
That was over these youth.
Esa unción que la protegió.
That anointing that protected them.
Esa unción que le dio la identidad.
That anointing that gave him identity.
Esa unción que le dio estas características.
That anointing that gave him characteristics.
Esa unción que le dio esa santidad que ellos tenían.
That anointing that gave him that holy life that they had.
Esa disciplina que ellos tenían.
That discipline that they had.
Ese amor por Dios que ellos tenían.
For they had more than they had.
Yo no
And I'm sensing it now. I sense it in this place. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lift up your hands. Say, Lord, here I am. Here I am. Here's my life. I sense the anointing. Glory. The presence. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, tremendous. Tremendous. The Holy Spirit is in this place. Taking the hands of some. Taking the hands of some.
Y trayéndolos al altar,
and taking them to the altar
para ser ungidos,
to be anointed
for
the new anointing for a new time.
El Espíritu Santo está en este lugar.
The Holy Spirit is in this place.
Te toma de la mano ahora.
He takes you by the hand.
Te trae al altar.
He brings you to the altar.
Te trae al altar.
He brings you to the altar.
Vamos, ven. Si tú eres ese joven,
if you are that person,
que sientes la presencia
you sense Espíritu the presence of God,
que te toma de la mano,
that He's taking you by the hand.
Pasa a este altar.
Come forward to the altar.
Ven aquí adelante.
Come here front.
Si tú entiendes,
if you understand,
si tú me estás escuchando,
if you're listening to me,
si tú estás juzgando esto por el Espíritu,
if you are praying for the Holy Spirit,
sientes que el Espíritu Santo te está tomando de la mano,
if you sense the Holy Spirit taking you by the hand,
este lugar,
come to this place.
Ven a este lugar.
Come to this place.
Porque tengo esa unción para ti.
Because I have this anointing for you.
Tengo esa unción para darte.
I have an anointing to
Dios
give you.
Me está dando ese fuego para darte.
God has given me this fire to
Dios
give you.
Me está dando esa unción para ti.
God has given me this anointing for you.
Unción tangible.
It's a tangible anointing
que te conecta
that connects you
con lo sobrenatural.
With something supernatural.
Que te conecta
that connects you
con el plan y el propósito.
With the plan and purpose.
Con el plan y el propósito.
With the plan and purpose that God has for your life.
Es tremendo.
It's tremendous.
Es tremendo.
Tremendous.
Es tremendo.